One of the truest notions that we can have about God and understandings about God is that his tenderness runs like a golden thread throughout Scripture. I don't know if you've seen the some of the films with Lauren Hardy where you find that one of them is pulling one of those threads and eventually they end up with no shirt. I mean, it's gone all the way up to here because it's coming unraveled. But if you want to look at and to see something of God's love, and you will see that there is this thread which runs all the way through Scripture, which reveals God's tenderness to those whom he loves. And as we've said many times, as we're working our way through Paul's letter to the Romans, actually he loves every single person that he has ever made. And what he longs for is a response to that. We know ourselves how difficult it is when our love is that we try to show other people is not returned. And that can happen, you know, amongst siblings. It can happen between a man, a husband and a wife. It can happen in all sorts of ways. When it's not returned, it's quite a hard thing to accept. And it is quite disturbing. Because we all need to be and long to be loved. And God is no different. He created us because he loves us. And he loves us because he created us. And so he longs for people to respond to his loving acts in the world. But of course, not everyone will respond in the same way. And essentially, this part of Paul's letter tackles the problems that went on with the people of Israel, but actually is also true for all of us as well. Because essentially, we all need to learn how to respond to this God who is himself love. Not just loving, but he is love. And it's very important as we read this letter to see it in its whole context. And we don't want to start from page one again, but when the letter was written, there were no verses, there were no titles as we've got it. It just came out as a letter. It was as if, you know, God spoke to Paul and he just poured out of him his God's anguish for the world in which he grew up in, and the world generally, and what God intended to do about it. And his secretary was writing furiously as Paul spoke. You can imagine him doing it. So in this part of the letter, we see something of God's tenderness. You may think it's hard to find, but it's there. Because essentially God wants to touch human hearts, to respond to him in love, but also to respond to those with whom we share our lives. That's essentially the truth. And it brings him great anguish when it doesn't come to pass. One of the most challenging books and inspirational books which I read when I was when I first became a Christian was written by someone called Jackie Pullinger. And she lived in the Walled City in Hong Kong. And in the Walled City, crime was rife. Drugs were a huge part of people's lives. There was rape, there was prostitution, everything you can imagine, it happened. And she went there as a young lady, a young Christian, with not much finance. But she had God's love in her heart for those people, called to serve them, even though she didn't know them as individuals, called to go. Whom shall I send? She went. And she tells the story of people that she met were in desperate situations, completely drugged up to the eyeballs, couldn't move without their next fix. But she went to speak to them about God's love and to serve them practically. And she said, one of the things that we needed, and there was a group of them that went with her, most of all, was to have soft hearts, but hard feet. Soft hearts towards human beings who needed to know the touch of human love, but more importantly, the love of God that they were proclaiming at that time. But hard feet, because it was hard work. You had to keep on going and keep going back to people because perhaps they weren't willing or able to receive that message at that time. Their hearts had become hardened towards God, even if they knew about him or didn't know about him. Who could this being be that could allow them to be in such a situation? But most of them were darkened and unknowing about God anyway. And she needed to draw upon all God's grace and all of God's gifts to bring to bear in that challenging situation. It had to be all about God, because there was no way on this earth that she could have done it in her own strength. There is no way that those people whose language she hardly knew could come to a faith in God without first being served. And God gave her and that group gifts and abilities to do both. One of the most extraordinary things that she was given was a gift of speaking in other languages, and most particularly the language which appertained to the country in which she was. And she spoke of wonders, signs and wonders of people coming off drugs. And normally if you come off drugs, you have to do it gradually, or else you end up having awful seizures and all kinds of problems. But they actually came off with God's power, and they were released from their captivity. It is an extraordinary tale, and I've forgotten the name of the book.
Chasing the Dragon.
Chasing the Dragon. You need to read Chasing the Dragon.
I've got 10 copies.
There we are. You knew we needed them today. Speak to Roy. It is the most inspirational book of God's tenderness to a people who had reached rock bottom, but they were lifted up. An extraordinary tale. And essentially on Paul's heart here is tackling some of those things which appertain, yes, to Israel, but they also appertain to us also. He talks about people whose hearts had grown hardened towards God. But he also talks about the God who will have mercy, and he will show compassion on people. Yes, there is an element of God that will bring about judgment and wrath, because he hates those situations which are evil. But he is tender, and it takes a lot of time for that wrath to come forth and to be revealed. And that issue in Paul's argument here is God's sovereign will. That's what people struggle with. God's sovereign will and purpose for human beings. That it is his sovereign will and his purpose, if he so wishes, to show mercy and to show compassion on whosoever he chooses. You know, long after people have written other individuals off, God does not give up. Verse 14. He says to Moses, God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And he says this for a very important reason, because he says in verse 16, it does not depend, he says, therefore, on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy, all of this. So, and that's really important. Because, you know, we can't choose on whom God will show his mercy, but we can trust him to do so. Because there's this thread, this golden thread of tenderness, the tenderness of God is evident all the way through time and scripture. And even when people appear to be absolutely lost, as the people that Jackie Pullinger was trying to reach, or indeed the people that Abraham was concerned about in Sodom and Gomorrah, for instance, if you read the Old Testament, there's a story about the nature of people, the way in which people lived their lives in that day was so evil that that evil rose up to God like a stench, really. Awful things were happening in that place. And he was going to exert his wrath upon those places. But Abraham said, Lord, if there were 50 people, if there were just 50 people there, you wouldn't do that, would you? He said, no, I wouldn't do that. What if there were 45? No, I wouldn't destroy them. And he worked us all the way down to 10. No, I wouldn't do that. God's mercy is everlasting, and he has compassion, and he is tender towards those whom he has created. So he never gives up on individuals. Now, of course, there are instances where people give up on him. And when Moses, in the next part of this story in the letter, Moses has to go to Pharaoh. We know this, to say to Pharaoh, you must let my people go. God says, let my people go to worship me. And Pharaoh kept saying, no, 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 no. And he kept hardening his heart towards Pharaoh and therefore towards God. And all the way through that episode, those episodes, God showed his mercy, but also his power. In fact, he says, Scripture says to Pharaoh, I raise you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, and that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. And if you've not read the story in the book of Exodus, you need to read that. Or watch the film. There's at least two or three films about the Ten Commandments and what happened at that time. And we find that Pharaoh, of course, kept hardening his heart towards God. And God kept on producing all these extraordinary miracles in front of his very eyes. And he would gather his magicians around and say, look, I can do this too. Until in the end, it reached the point where God said, well, you must tell Pharaoh, Moses, that I will destroy all the firstborn in Egypt. And that's what he did. And of course, at that point, Pharaoh relented and allowed Moses and the people to go. But there was one last twist, because he hardened his heart towards God and the people, the Hebrews, again, and chased them with murderous intent. And that went wrong for Pharaoh too. But he does have mercy, and he showed extraordinary mercy before it came to that point. And that's a really important thing to see. God's tenderness is as much evident in Scripture as anything that he needs to do to bring people to that place of judgment. He doesn't give up on people easily. We see that, of course, evidently in Scripture too, in the New Testament, when Jesus tells the story of the two lost sons. We call it the prodigal son, but actually there were two sons. The one that stayed home, he had a hard heart towards God as well and towards his earthly father. But the one who ran away, the father was always looking out to see when he would return, looking over the horizon to see when he would come back. God's tenderness is absolutely evident in that story too. He doesn't give up easily. And so in amongst all of this, and Paul is going through these arguments because he knows that someone's going to ask him. And God gives him all the material he needs to answer those questions. Yes, it is God's sovereign right, if you like, his will and sometimes his purpose to show mercy and compassion where he chooses. And we can't understand that. I don't know why I've become a Christian. And other people that I know, as far as I know, have not yet. But I do know this, that because of God's love for people, he will be working on individuals that I have no idea about at this very stage, by his Spirit, drawing them towards him, giving them opportunities to hear of his extraordinary love. And he will use all kinds of situations and means of doing that. He will use the kindness of others to bring about that knowledge, and he will just touch them in their lives. And that's an amazing truth about God. God chooses whom he will use, and he will actually soften hearts. One of the songs that we just sung, of course, was I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, I, the Lord of Snow and Rain. I have borne my people's pain. I've wept for love for them. It says it beautifully, doesn't it? They turn away, but I will break their hearts of stone and give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Because in amongst all of this, God will call whom he chooses to use, and he will use you. He will use you to display his power and his love amongst the people with whom you share your lives. And he will use you in ways that you hadn't even expected if you just say yes to him, so that your neighbours, your family, your friends, whoever that might be, there will be opportunities to work for him for the sake of his kingdom. To give generously, financially, yes, but of your time and your love for other people. That is just so vital in God's plan for God's world. And yes, there might be questions that people will have, and Paul outlines them all here about God. Who is this God? He's not been very kind to me. But actually, look at the golden thread that runs through it all. God is tender, and he just longs to be loved as he loves others. And maybe we need our hearts softened too at some ways. About some things, we can grow hard-hearted towards people, and it happens very subtly. That's how wars happen, actually, and disputes amongst family and friends. But God wants to work in our lives and to change us and to turn us towards him. He wants to soften our hearts. Let us pray.